News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid and conservative and just plain right. Hey, folks, as I'm winding up the day here, I'm going to take some more phone calls. In fact, the phones are full. We got all five lines lit up right now. Let me just say this to you real quick. You need to think about the fact that if you're looking for something good to eat and a good solid cup of coffee, or maybe one of those fancy coffees like a macchiato or a cappuccino. My friends over at Travis runs Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations. He's got one on Hughes Road in Madison, another at South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And their locations are easy to get to, and they are above board when it comes to giving you the best of all of it. I mean, I'm talking about waffles cooked in an auto. I mean, waffles that are fresh with like the berry waffle, or for that matter, a womelet, which is an omelet cooked in a waffle iron. How cool is that? They've got everything you would want for breakfast, lunch, and dinner: sandwiches, salads, wraps, waffles, and their coffee is bar none. And as you have a few days off with family and friends, you might want to just run on over there and grab some of that. Just Love Coffee Cafe, a wonderful place to hang out, to eat, to have a cup of coffee at Hughes Road in Madison and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Man, my phone lines are lit up, so I'm asking folks, and I'm going to go ahead and freeze on these five, Copper, but tell me how old you are by telling me what toy you got for Christmas as a kid. Line two, Matt from Athens. Hey, Matt, Phil Williams, how old are you? And tell me by telling me what toy you got as a kid.
Hey, Phil, I love your show, and I'm glad you're lighting it up here, and we're having some fun right before Christmas. And like you, I was a blessed American child, and I had G.I. Joes and Hot Wheels and all that. But my favorite toy was Captain Fantastic. It was a doll that you could dress up like Batman or Superman or the Long Ranger, and it was really a lot of fun.
No kidding. Hey, Matt, thanks so much for the compliments. Merry Christmas to you. And yes, Captain Fantastic. All right. Good enough. That was Matt from Athens. Copper, highlight me one. Who was next in line there? I'll go ahead and, that's right. Charlie from Falkville, line four. Hey, Charlie, Phil Williams from Right Side. Tell me how old you are by telling me what you got for Christmas as a kid.
Hey, Phil. You got a great show there. I'm 70, and one of the toys I remember is wind-up rabbit with a double-barrel shotgun that shot the little stoppers, darts out of it. But we had the most fun with M80s and cherry bombs. I mean, you couldn't have a better time than shooting M80s and cherry bombs back in those days.
You had the best stuff, Charlie. I mean, that was all the stuff we can't get now, and probably because of kids like you and me that tore things up with it.
No, I didn't tear anything up, but some people flushed them in commodes in the courthouse, that ended a lot of it, and got fingers blowed off.
Oh, my gosh. Like that, you know? That's back when you could have real fun and it'd be risky too. But Charlie, man, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for listening and being part of the show. We appreciate you. Copper, who have I got next? Give me the next highlight. Yeah, okay, line three, Rodney from Trinity. Hey, Rodney, Phil Williams, tell me how old you are by telling me what you got as a toy for Christmas.
It's an Indian Mini 5 motorcycle.
Nice. It was an Indian?
Yes. I still have it. It's in the top of my barn.
Man, I mean, I'm saying that's more than a Christmas gift. That's an heirloom.
Yes, it is.
Oh, man. Well, I tell you what. So let me ask you this. I'm just going to go ahead and flat out ask you, how old were you when you got it?
3 and a half.
You. That is awesome. All right, man. Yep. Rodney, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for being part of the Right Side Ruffian audience. We appreciate you, and Merry Christmas, man. All right, Copper, take me to line five, Randall from Newmarket. Hey, Randall, we got a kind of a bad connection, but if we can, tell me how old you are by telling me what toy you got for Christmas as a kid.
Okay, can you hear me there, William?
Yes, sir, I got you now.
Oh, okay. Well, about my best memory, I'm 71 years old, and I had a pair of Long Ranger side guns with me, six shots.
Nice. They come with the holsters, and you had the studs
on the
belt and everything?
Yeah, had the holsters and the boots and everything.
Man, yeah, the Lone Ranger. That's good stuff right there. Randall, thank you for hanging on during the line out there in Newmarket. We appreciate you, and Merry Christmas to you, sir. All right, last one I'll take right now for the day. Let me go to Steve over in Lacey Springs. Hey, Steve in Lacey Springs, Phil Williams. Tell me how old you are, and tell me what you got for Christmas. Yeah, I'm doing good, man. How about you?
I'm pretty good. I got a
a Hot Wheels spin welder. It's a plastic welder that was marketed for children 8 and older.
And you could weld with it?
Yes.
I do not remember this. What was it? So you could repair your own Hot Wheels or what?
No, you actually built race cars, and then you could drag. It was a drag car. You could actually race them after you got through.
No kidding. So so how many times did you burn yourself with it?
Oh, every time. And it slung hot plastic all over you. So, you know, it banned. It got banned after the second year.
That's awesome. That's back when the fun had risk built into it, and you just assumed the risk and went at it. But
right, exactly.
Steve, Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for being part of the show. We appreciate you calling in. That's good stuff, man. There were some toys that are like literally like banned, and you look at them now and you go, I'm not sure why they ever thought that was a good idea. I know why, because they were freaking fun. That's why. So, Copper, you just heard some things that were probably like beyond the pale in terms of your generation ever expecting to receive explosives or hot welders where you can melt hot plastic on yourself or anything like that.
I want to weld plastic. That sounds amazing.
I just look at that and go, wow, that is just wow. And I'm curious now, our caller who called in and said he had an Indian motorcycle when he was 3 and a half, I'm thinking, was it an actual, now that I'm thinking about it, was it a toy motorcycle or was it an actual motorcycle? Mm-hmm. I don't know the answer to that question, but I wish that I had asked. Well, listen, folks, Copper, Merry Christmas to you. Hey. And Charlene and I love you and appreciate you. And thank you for all that you do to make this show successful. So Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
And to you as well.
Well, thank you very much. And folks, as I wind down the hour, let me just say tomorrow is Christmas, right? So on a serious note, the hustle, the bustle, you know, all the madness, the calories we're going to ingest over the next few days, all of it. I want you to hear from me that as I wind up this show, that I really do believe that Jesus is the reason for the season. And that regardless of all the commercial, you know, side of Christmas as it is, that there'll always be a season that was formed, in my opinion, solely because of our faith, our traditions, and even history that tells us that on that date, a child was born in a manger to a young mother and a bewildered father, and that child, who history says did in fact walk this earth, embarked on a life that changed everything. And that time revolved around his life. It still does. Time revolved around his life, and in my estimation, life revolves around his time. And my hope for each of you, all you right side listeners and folks, is that you will have the opportunity to pause and reflect and enjoy and gather without fear or concern that you will know personally and corporately the blessings of that silent night. So from all of us here at Right Side Radio, may God bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. And may the joy of living, really, really abundantly living, be as real to you as the air that you breathe. So God bless all of you and Merry Christmas from Right Side Radio. And we appreciate you and we wish you the best. Merry Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door.